Chapter 58. Spire Albion, Habel Landing Shipyards, AMS Predator. Gwendolyn grimaced down at her borrowed clothing. The grease on them was simply not going to come out, which hardly seemed polite to their owner, whoever he was. Perhaps she should simply dub the outfit her engine room clothing and reimburse the poor unfortunate. After all, making a mess of one's clothes was to be expected when adjusting the alignment of a Haslett cage. It was a frustrating task at the best of times, made more so by Mr. Journeyman's insistence upon using some hare-brained process he had developed himself rather than the doctrine that was clearly published and illustrated in the handbook to any Haslett cage by any manufacturer worth the name. Granted, the man did seem to get results. It was vexing. Gwen slid out from beneath the cage's assembly and said, "There, try it." Journeyman grunted and adjusted the controls, constricting the cage down to a smooth egg shape, rather than the usual sphere. The power core engaged the cage, a lacework of lightning suddenly branching out to it from the core crystal. A deep-throated, sweetly musical hum filled the room, a chord that made the deck beneath Gwen's feet vibrate and rattle. The bustle of the bleary-eyed contractors and engineers in the room drew to a halt as they awaited the result of the test. Journeyman stayed rock still and eyed the readings on several meters on the control panel.
"Well now," he said. "Well, well, that doesn't look completely terrible."
Gwen padded over and studied the readings. "They're perfect. All well within tolerance."
"Tolerance," Journeyman said with a scowl. "Good enough for shop trogs and tramp merchant engine room slugs. Not good enough for my preddy."
Gwen scoffed and began to answer him when she paused.
"What was that sound?"
She reached over and throttled down the engine, spinning the wheel that dilated the cage out to its widest setting again. Journeyman let out a huffing sound of protest and actually slapped her hand away from the controls. But Gwen lifted a finger to her mouth and snapped,
"Quiet! Shh! Everyone!"
There was a startled moment of silence, and in that space, everyone in the compartment could clearly hear what Gwen had heard. The howl of discharging gauntlets. Gwen traded a look with Journeyman, and then pelted up the steps from the engine room to Predator's deck. She hurried to the railing and stared out over the shipyard. The morning mist was thick, but glowing with the warm golden light of sunrise, and she could see out over the wooden shipyards to the entrance to Habel Landing. Two of the Habel's guardsmen lay on the wooden deck, horribly still. Even as Gwen watched, a third crouched beside the entrance, triggering his gauntlet wildly, was struck by a bolt of radiant energy that snapped his head back like a blow from a red-hot mallet and flung him to the deck atop the bodies of his fellow guardsmen. A second later, several men in grey uniforms came through the door, blades in one hand, gauntlets glowing in the other. They immediately opened fire on several stevedores who were unloading a freighter at the nearest slip, sending the men scattering for cover.
"Bloody hell!" Journeyman said. "Those are Auroran Marines!"
More men poured out of the opening at a quick jog, dozens of them. As heads began to peer out from ships and storehouses, gauntlets howled, wounding and killing a few, sending most scattering for cover.
"And they're coming this way," Gwendolyn noted.
She heard cries and shouts, and glanced to the next ship over, a motley-looking vessel whose lettering named her the Mist Shark. Men rushed about the deck in orderly haste.
"What are they doing?"
Journeyman grunted.
"Getting ready to cast off."
Gwendolyn frowned as the crew of the Mist Shark began casting down two additional boarding planks and sucked in a sudden breath.
"They're transport for the Aurorans."
"Aye," Journeyman said. "We better get our heads down, lass. They'll be within range shortly."
Gwendolyn made an impatient clicking noise with her tongue and climbed up onto the rail to get a slightly better view.
"Those men back by the gates, what are they doing?"
Journeyman peered.
"They're setting charges,"
he grunted. The men suddenly sprinted away from a number of small casks. There was a loud, whomping roar, and suddenly the casks were replaced with brilliant balls of light that rained drops of fire out in a wide swath. Fire began to chew brightly at the wooden decks wherever the burning rain touched.
"Merciful God in heaven,"
Gwendolyn breathed.
"How long will the deck hold?"
"Not long," Kettle said grimly. "And then..."
Gwendolyn's stomach plummeted into some unthinkable abyss as she imagined the deck, Predator, the engineering crew, and herself all plunging down the side of the spire to be crushed on the surface far below.
"We've got to get the lift crystal back online,"
Gwen said.
"We've got to do more than that,"
Journeyman said, and pointed toward Mist Shark. Gwen was no expert in the actual operation of airships, beyond the technical details of their engines, but even she could clearly see what was happening, and it made her fallen guts turn to ice. The vessel preparing to transport Spire Albion's enemies was running out her guns.
"We don't get the shroud up," Journeyman said. "We're finished."
And without a further word, the two flung themselves toward the engine room.